just to be Messiah with one Dover Nifla. It's a Dover Nifla. I don't even know what it means, but it's from the mouth and the penmanship of the great Goyim Rameh Simcha Midvins in Mashiach Chachma. So we're starting now, next week, all the psukim that talk about the Melech HaMishkan. So we know Trumat Tetzav is all the Tzivuyim, Neyav Kisisa, which gets interrupted with the Chet Egel, and then Vayakob Pekude is Vayas, right? When everything that was commanded on happened. If you go through Parshas Vayakob, so the Pasuk talks about HaVayas, Sashulcha Vayas HaMizbech, Vayas HaMenoira, Vayas Bitzalel Esaren. Rameh Simcha, and really Baal Turim already makes the diak, says that this is the only pasuk where it doesn't say Vayas, it says Vayas Bitzal. Now, the beginning of Vayakob Pekude, we know from all five parashas that who is the chief, who's in charge of this project of building the Mishkan, it's Bitzal, right? Everyone knows that. Yet at the same time, when it comes to Vayas Es Ha'aroin, the pasuk goes out of its way to make a dogush. It was Vayas Bitzalo Es Ha'aroin. Says Rameh Simcha, why? Why dafka by the menorah does it just say Vayas Es Ha'aroin, not Vayas Bitzalo Es Ha'aroin? Vayas Es Ha'shulchan, not Vayas Bitzalo Es Ha'shulchan. But when it comes to the Aron, it's Vayas Bitzalo Es Ha'aroin. So Rameh Simcha says that it could be this is a little bit of a remnant to the fact that we only had one Aron. Meaning, we had more than one shulchan, we had more than one menorah, we had many mizbechas. Shlomo HaMelech had his 10 menorahs and his 10 shulchanas that he added in Bayis Rishon, and Loimi Boya Bayis Sheni, and even within Bayis Sheni, there were different iterations of it because of the Hanukkah story, etc., different things that had Bayis Hordas. So there were a lot of things that happened b'meshach hadoiris that caused us to have multiples of different kelim, but there was only one Aron. We had one Aron. It was the Aron that Bitzal made. So he said, maybe that's the Dogush. It's like a remez ledover, Vayas Bitzal as Aron. Even Lasad Lovi, the Aron that we're going to have, is going to be Bitzal's Aron, right? Because the Aron is hidden right now, and we're going to get back that Aron, and that, so there's one Aron for Bayis, for the Mishkan, for Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron, and loss of it. But the point is one Aron, and that Aron was made by Bitzalel, so Vayas, Es HaShulchan, is a Remez, Shlomo HaMelech was also going to make Shulchanas. Oh, but by the Aron, only Bitzalel was going to make Daron, and that's a Remez. Says Rameh Simcha, V'ulai, could be that's for the reason why there was never another Aron. Right, that's a big shiloh. Why did the Yidden not make an Aron Bayis Sheni? They didn't have the original Aron. Bachlik's in the Gemara, what happened to it? Gemara in the fifth parak of Masechta Zuma. But at the end of the day, why didn't they make another Aron? Says Rameh Simcha V'ulai, maybe they were coming from this pasuk. They felt it was a remez Vayas Bitzal as Aron, that only Bitzal can make an Aron, and it's for that reason Hikbid Hakosov Shalayasu Ledoiris Aron Bekun Rakzesh Asa Bitzal, and that's good for why the Yidden didn't go ahead and make another. This is Rameh Simcha explaining some historical anomaly based on a diuk in a pasuk in the Torah. Classic Rameh Simcha. But the punchline is the second part. He says, V'yitochinoid. Could be there's another oimek over here. Why the Torah says, Vayas Bitzal Vasar. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Amar Ish Lakish. B'shashen Nichnasu Nachrim Lehechol. When the Nachrim entered the Hechol, Ra'u Kruvim Hama'urin Zevezeh. They saw the Kruvim that were embracing each other. Hoitzil L'shok. So they took the Kruvim outside. V'amru and they said, Yisrael Halalu. She Berchasim Bracha. V'kilulasim Klala. Yasku B'dvar Malalu. This is what the Jews do. You ever wonder what the Jews do? B'chadri Chadam. You ever want to know what goes on in the Kodesh HaKadosh? This is what goes on. Kruvim Ma'urim Zebezeh Miyad Hizilum. And when everyone saw this, all of a sudden they lost their respect for the Jews. Shenema, the pasuk says right in the beginning of Eichel, Kol Mechabdeh Hizilua Ki Ro'u Ervasa. Now the truth is, when you learn this Gemara, we learned this Gemara together so many times. When you learn this Gemara, what comes to mind? It was Arayas, right? The Kruvim were Ma'urim Zebezeh. That's what they saw. Kiro Ervas, right? That's what it sounds like. Now it's the Erva of the Jewish people, but it's a play on the idea of Erva. They saw the Kruvim Urim Zebezeh. But Rameh Simcha said, the truth is, what they saw, and what they would be mezalzel the Yidden for, wasn't so much Arai, he doesn't say that. But he said it was Avodah Zarah too. And he brings a Mechilta. The Mechilta says, the Pasuk says, that you're not let him make, Elohei Chesav Elohei Zah, right? It's the second of the Ten Commandments. Lama Nemar, why does it say Elohei Chesav Elohei Zah? The Fisha, who, I mean, listen to a Mechilta. Vasisa Shnayim Kruvim Zah. He says, when you make the Kruvim, you should make two Kruvim out of gold. Amar, what would be if a person says, Harini Yois Arba? I don't want two Kruvim, I want four. Tamaloy Mar Elohei Chesav Elohei Zah. Don't make alehei chesav and alehei zav. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to be moisav too, harem kalehei zav, it's going to be avodah zarah. Alehei chesav lamo nemar, v'alei kfar nem alehei zav. If you can't make alehei zav, you certainly can't make alehei chesav. Why does Torah have to single it out? Umatam loymar alehei chesav. I'm skipping a little bit. Fisha motzino, kol kli beisoy lomen. You find regarding all the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, Shem in lahem shal zav, he knows it shal kesef. If you don't have gold, go make it out of silver. Shemay ani, I would have thought, af shnayim kruvim kain. Maybe the kruvim also. Let's say there was no gold and all you have is silver. Could I make it out of silver? Talmud loymer alehei kesef loy sasun ha'im shenisem yishal zav harayin kalehei kesef. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to make the kruvim out of silver, then what's going to happen is you're going to end up with avodah zarah. Now, truth is that the Bali Machshav, the Bali Musar say that why is it that the Kruven had to be made dafka out of gold? Because the Kruven are the Kleine Kindlech and they're on top of the Torah, and that's a semel, it's a symbol for Chinuch, and Chinuch has to be only in the golden way. It can't be Belikes Chesed, but either way, this Mechilta right here is Mavur, that really the Kruven was treading a very, very fine line. Right? There was a very, very fine line that's going on over here. If you're going to make four instead of two, it's Avodah Zarah. And if you're going to make it out of silver, you're not going to make it out of gold, it's going to be out of Avodah Zarah. So Rebbe Simcha says that when it came time to build the Shulchan, no, in theory, a lot of people could have made the Shulchan. B'tzal's about Kishrin, Yodeyahoy, B'tzal, Otzari, Chob, Beis, Oysish, by Nivu Shomayim, V'aretz. He's the one that's going to do it. But in theory, he's not the only one that could have done it. Maybe somebody else, not sure. But when it came to the Arin, there was a tremendous Kpeda. Because the Arin was teetering a little bit on, if you do this wrong, and you're off by a little bit, and it could be, says Rebbe Simcha, even if you're off b'machshav, at that point, you're getting involved in alehei chesav, alehei zav. Azoi shnei mechazal. So now you're already, you're teetering on something dangerous. So you know what the Torah said? B'tzalel's going to do it. Why B'tzalel? The reason B'tzalel is because B'tzalel came from Uri, who came from Chor. And Chor, we know, is the one that he was Moshe and Aaron's nephew. He was the son of Miriam. He was Moshe Nefesh against the Chet Egel. And we spoke about this once, the Helik Chsam Sofer and the Svar Magdoshim say that the Matana that Chor got was that that through him came Betzalel, who was going to be the one that was going to build the Mishkan. So it was Dafka Betzalel that came from such stock, from Chor, where we have no chashash that maybe he's going to have a machshava zara when it comes to making the kruvim. He's the one that can make the aron. So when it came to the other kelim, Avada Betzalel is the chosen one, but doesn't maybe have to be Betzalel as much. But when it comes to the aron, says Rebbe Simcha Vayas Betzalel as aron. It had to be Betzalel, because Betzalel comes from Chor. Chor is the one that was Moshe Nefesh, Kineged the Avada Zara, Kineged the Egel, and that's why he's the only one that could go ahead and do it. Rebbe Simcha says that if you notice, that when the Torah talks about building the Mishkan, it's right in the beginning. It says, Re'ei Karasi B'Shem Betzalel, B'Nuri Ben-Chor, V'Amali Lasis B'Chom Molocha. This is in Perek Lamed Aleph. And then Perek Lamed Hey, it says in Parshas Vayakel that again, Betzalel was chosen, Lasis Bechom Melechus Machsheves. So everybody knows the concept of Melechus Machsheves, right? Melechus Machsheves underpins Hilchus Shabbos. But the Torah doesn't mention Melechus Machsheves until Parshas Vayakel. Why? So he says it could be because before the Chet HaEgel, the Torah was a little less worried about the machshava of the Yid. But once Klal Yisrael had worshipped the ego, so now we're ready. One second, there's inclination. There are some netiyas l'avodah zarah. If there are some netiyas l'avodah zarah, I'm afraid, how are you going to make the kruvim? The kruvim, that's kiro ervasa. That's a very dangerous thing to go ahead and do. So says Rebbe Simcha, now it was nischadish meleches machshavas also. That you better make 1,000% sure that the machshava is pure, because otherwise you might be teetering a little bit on avodah zarah. Either way, this is what's going on here in the second part of this Meshech Chachma. So Rebbe Simcha fears us with one line. He says, V'ulai kivanu lazeh b'mlitzosam hanoira. The nafa kiguriyah mebeis kodesh hakadoshim. He says maybe that's what Chazal meant. B'mlitzosam hanoira, with their awesome melitza, when they said that when the Yidden captured the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, so what did they see? They saw a lion. The lion was made of fire, and where did it emerge from? It came from the kodesh hakadoshim. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's a pella. The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah came from the kodesh hakadoshim. What's pashup shah? What does it mean that it came from the kodesh hakadoshim? Says Rebbe, so he doesn't explain himself. But he says, for Ulai, based on what I just said, based on Hanal, maybe that's what it is. Because the truth is, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, had gelikt a koyach hashtukl fin avik dezara. Because really, when the Umay Sa'olim saw it, it was kiro er vasa. And that's why Betzalel had to be the one that was going to go ahead and make it. And it could be that's the Umay Kadvarim. But I was just thinking that maybe there's another Kinei Chovik. It's so far above my pay grade. But maybe there's another Kinei Chovik. Because we just said from the Goyen, that when the Anche Knesset HaGdolim mevatel the Yetzahara of avik dezara, there was another thing that got lost. What got lost was Nevuah. All of a sudden, there was no Nevuah anymore. The Nevuah came from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah came from Mamish, it came from the Aron Alein. That is where it was. V'nayadati itcha, right? That's where it came from, literally from that Makim. In fact, some say that the reason there was no Aron by Bayesheni is good because there was no Nevuah. And if there's no Nevuah, you don't need an Aron. But the point is, it came Mamish from the Aron. It seems like the Makim HaAron was on the one hand, it was the Shoyrish, it was the Makar to Nevuah, right? That's Poshet. But also, Ramei Simcha's right. Again, if Ramei didn't say it, Ramei Simcha didn't say this, we can never say things like this. But this is coming from the Dvinska Gadol. I mean, it's coming from the Gadol Adar. So Ramei Simcha said that in the Kruvim, there was also such an Inyan. Kimavur b'mechilta, etc., etc. So all of a sudden, they see the fire that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, what the Yetzirah that Avodah the Zorah is doing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? But that Nevuah left the Kodesh HaKadoshim at that time. That the Kodesh HaKadoshim would not represent what I represented up until that time. All of a sudden now there's an Achais Darga. Could be that's for sure symbolizing this idea that something comes out of the... Now what came out was the Eitzar, that was the Zorah, and that's what Meir Simcha is addressing. But there's an Oymik over here. It's coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For sure this Goyen, that at that second literally is when we lost Nevuah. So we're this... Whatever is emerging, emerge from, it emerges from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, these are just words, but either way, this is a classic Meshech Chachma. The Ha'ara, however, is a Ha'ara Nefla, and it's something that requires Iyun, that when they catch the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, where does it come from? It comes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where it emerged from, and we're going to stop here.